after seeing Princess Diana on the cover of People magazine. When I say my mother cried once as she watched the evening news, the corn stood stock high. The drought plaguing our following summer had not yet hit. My father sitting on the couch or floor, or my memory of him not wanting to leave, had not left. My mother cried as the news encompassed each station. Princess Di, her driver, the crash under the rim of night in that black car. I did not know the impact of grief waving through years of a life, of a final harvest before knowing a field will never regrow. The way we watched our field out back outgrow us became our way of telling time, and realized it never asked before sticking our ankles and flying June bugs one by one into our ears. I watched her mourn for weeks as the minute she stopped watching and looked down at the carpet turned into hours of days in bed. What I did not understand about a crown is the relevance a woman has after no longer wearing it. My mother's mother, never a royal, but as many years dead as now is the princess. This underpinning the facts, that motherhood and missing never breathe separate air. As if that wasn't enough heft for one woman, a body knowing loss through the growth of wind in her lungs. My mother, too, knows to replace the monotonous ring and ring of that phone call the royal family must have received, with two knocks, heavy as Oldsmobile metal, hanging in the space between door and man. The police officer waiting in early evening's breeze, my grandfather reaching to answer and carry the sound forever in his ears. His son, my mother's brother, before her mother died, died on a Sunday. Like the princess, it was an accident. Yet the news will never show how when my mother watches her face inevitably appear in the news every August, time stops for both her and Di, because pictures preserve one of them in the world, and the driver of the other car, who hit my mother's brother, continues to walk away breathing.